moments of melody coming your way, a 5-minute capsule to send you on your way with a song. Alan Beck has evaluated a boy. Between the innocence of babyhood and the dignity of manhood, we find a delightful creature called a boy. Boys come in assorted sizes, weights, and colors, but all boys have the same creed: to enjoy every second of every minute of every hour of every day, and to protest with noise, their only weapon, when their last minute is finished and the adult males pack them off to bed at night. Boys are found everywhere: on top of, underneath, inside of, climbing on, swinging from, running around, or jumping to. Mothers love them. Little girls hate them. Older sisters and brothers tolerate them. Adults ignore them. And heaven protects them. A boy is truth with dirt on its face, beauty with a cut on its finger, wisdom with bubble gum in its hair, and the hope of the future with a frog in its pocket. When you're busy, a boy is inconsiderate, bothersome, an intruding jangle of noise. When you want him to make a good impression, his brain turns to jelly, or else he becomes a savage, sadistic jungle creature bent on destroying the world and himself with it. A boy is a composite. He has the appetite of a horse, the digestion of a sword swallower, the energy of a pocket-sized atomic bomb, the curiosity of a cat, the lungs of a dictator, the imagination of a Paul Bunyan, the shyness of a violet, and the audacity of a steel trap, the enthusiasm of a firecracker, and when he makes something, he has 5 thumbs on each hand. He likes ice cream, knives, saws, Christmas, comic books, the boy across the street, woods, large animals, dad, trains, Saturday mornings, and fire engines. He's not too much for Sunday school, company, schools, books without pictures, music lessons, neckties, barbers, girls, adults, or bedtime. Nobody else is so early to rise or so late to supper. Nobody else gets so much fun out of trees, dogs, and breezes. Nobody else can cram into one pocket a rusty knife, a half-eaten apple, 3 foot of string, a slingshot, a chunk of unknown substance, and a genuine supersonic code ring with a secret compartment. A boy is a magical creature. You can lock him out of your workshop, but you can't lock him out of your heart. You can get him out of your study, but you can't get him out of your mind. Might as well give up. He's your captor, your jailer, your boss, and your master. A freckled-faced, pint-sized, cat-chasing bundle of noise. But when you come home at night, with all the shattered pieces of your hopes and dreams, he can mend them like new, with the 2 magic words, "Hi, Dad." Father speaking to his son. We're reading from Living Proverbs. My son, never forget the things I've taught you. If you want a long and satisfying life, closely follow my instructions. Never forget to be truthful and kind. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. If you want favor with God and man, and a reputation for good judgment and common sense, then trust the Lord completely. Don't ever trust yourself. In everything you do, put God first, and He will direct you and crown your efforts with success. Don't be conceited, sure of your own wisdom. Instead, trust and reverence the Lord. God made boys, and God made the Bible. And it's a great combination when they get together. Boys today desperately need the message of the Bible. Men, what are you doing about sharing the Bible with the boys around you?